Welcome to the Georgia Today podcast. Here, we bring you the latest reports from the GPB newsroom. On today's episode, Lieutenant Governor Burt Jones announces his campaign for governor. A new study highlights the importance of sleep on brain development. And Georgia will soon be host to a traveling exhibit from the Smithsonian on the history and future of voting in America.
We're bringing this exhibit to places where the children and the communities might never have the opportunity to see a Smithsonian exhibit. It's hard to measure the value of that.
Today is Tuesday, July 8th. I'm Peter Biello, and this is Georgia Today. Lieutenant Governor Burt Jones has made his long-anticipated entry into the 2026 governor's race official. The Jackson Republican today highlighted his ties to Donald Trump and conservative policies. GPB's Sarah Callis has more.
Jones announced his candidacy with a video posted to his X account. His campaign promises include eliminating the state income tax, increasing penalties for fentanyl dealers, and keeping transgender women out of women's sports.
Every day, I'm going to work hard and never quit fighting for your family and mine.
Jones's campaign says he already has $14 million on hand. He will face off against Attorney General Chris Carr in the Republican primary next year. Governor Brian Kemp is term limited, so he cannot run for re-election next year. For GPB News, I'm Sarah Callis.
Carr says he raised $1.25 million for his 2026 gubernatorial campaign between February 1st and June 30th. Carr announced his totals to the Associated Press yesterday, but hasn't yet filed his official report, which is due today. This brings Carr's total fundraising to nearly $3.5 million since November. Other Republicans who could jump into the race include Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger and Rome Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. Several Democrats also have begun campaigning for the seat, aiming to end the Republicans' 28-year hold on it. Democratic candidates former Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms and State Senator Jason Estevez said last week they each raised a little more than $1 million since February. A Georgia appeals court has upheld a ruling requiring county election officials to certify results by legal deadlines. The decision stems from a lawsuit involving a Fulton County Election Board member who abstained from certifying primary results last year. The court affirmed that officials cannot use their concerns to justify not certifying results. Certification, a routine administrative task, has become contentious since the 2020 election, when some Republicans resisted certifying results. Georgia law mandates certification by 5 p.m. the Monday after an election. The court also clarified limits on officials' document reviews, sending part of the case back for further consideration. Next year, half a dozen Georgia cities will host a traveling exhibit from the Smithsonian about the history and future of voting in the United States. As GPB's Grant Blankenship explains, it will happen despite sweeping federal budget cuts.
Voices and Votes, Democracy in America is about the rights and responsibilities of Americans to keep our democracy through voting. Georgia Humanities was already working on plans to bring the exhibit to places like Cartersville, Brunswick, and Dawson, when their grant from the National Endowment for the Humanities was cut by DOGE. Now, Georgia Humanities President Mary McCartan Wern says Voices and Votes will still happen through philanthropic giving.
We're bringing this exhibit to places where the children and the communities might never have the opportunity to see a Smithsonian exhibit. And it's hard to measure the value of that. The measurement's in your heart.
Meanwhile, McCartan Wern says there's still uncertainty about how Georgia Humanities will maintain its funding over the long term. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
A new study from the University of Georgia shows that sleep for children is crucial for healthy brain development. GPB's Ellen Eldridge has more.
Researchers used Fitbit watches to track the hours and quality of sleep of 2,800 adolescents over 2 weeks. They compared that data with MRI brain scans and found that those who sleep less were more likely to have problems. Lin Hao Zhang is the study's lead author.
They are able to develop more healthy brain development, and then that will improve their mental health because they have better emotional regulation and cognitive control.
The study used data from the Adolescent Brain and Cognitive Development Study, the largest long-term study of brain development and child health in the country. For GPB News, I'm Ellen Eldridge.
The Teamsters are pushing back against a proposed cost-saving measure at UPS. The Metro Atlanta-based shipping giant earlier this year announced a massive restructuring with plans to eliminate 20,000 jobs. Last week, UPS said it would offer its first-ever buyouts to full-time delivery drivers in the U.S. Teamsters President Sean O'Brien says the move violates the company's 2023 contract with the union.
UPS has welcomed a dangerous fight to its doorstep, and we need to be prepared. We need to be ready and courageous enough to call out UPS for what they are, another greedy, profit-driven corporation.
UPS calls the severance offers generous and voluntary and says it remains committed to its agreements. The company's restructuring is aimed at shedding money-losing operations and shoring up profitability. Georgia healthcare giant WellStar has named a new president and CEO. The Marietta-based company today announced its next chief executive, Kitul Patel, who currently serves in top positions at two large healthcare systems in the Pacific Northwest. He'll succeed retiring CEO Candace Saunders to oversee a health system with 11 hospitals and more than 30,000 employees in Georgia. The Augusta Symphony has a new executive director. The organization today announced the appointment of Paige Tom as its next leader, overseeing the symphony's operations, programming, and outreach. Tom previously served as the finance director for the symphony and Augusta's Miller Theater. She'll succeed Becky Dearden, who was named to the post during the symphony's 70th anniversary last year. The organization says it reaches 20,000 people a year through its annual concerts.
When a massive chemical fire erupted at the biolab facility in Conyers, thick smoke filled the air, forcing evacuations. But for many, it wasn't the first time, and it wouldn't be the last. I'm Pamela Kirkland. In GPB's new podcast, Manufacturing Danger, The Biolab Story, I investigate what caused the fire, the response, and what it means for Conyers residents today. Listen at gpb.org/podcast or wherever you get your podcast.
Georgia Tech has named Ryan Alpert as its next vice president and director of athletics. Alpert is currently senior deputy athletics director and chief revenue officer at the University of Tennessee, Knoxville. At Tennessee, Alpert helped boost annual revenue by more than $100 million since 2022, as he oversaw development, marketing, and ticketing, among other things. Alpert also served as the lead on the Neyland Entertainment District, a public-private partnership designed to redevelop Knoxville's riverfront and enhance the game day experience around Neyland Stadium. In a statement, Georgia Tech President Angel Cabrera says Alpert has what it takes to build a winning culture. He'll start at Georgia Tech later this month. And Minnesota Twins outfielder and Georgia native Byron Buxton has been announced as the fourth participant in the Home Run Derby. The event is next Monday, right before the All-Star Game at Truist Park in Atlanta. Buxton joins Nationals outfielder James Wood, Braves outfielder Ronald Acuna Jr., and Mariners catcher Cal Raleigh in the competition. Buxton has 20 homers this season. He's from Baxley, Georgia, and was the second overall pick by the Twins in the 2012 draft. And that is it for this edition of Georgia Today. Thank you so much for tuning in. We hope you'll come back tomorrow. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast so it will pop up in your feed automatically. And if you want the latest news, you can always check gpb.org/news. Now, we are always open to your feedback, so let us know what you like and don't like about this podcast. You could also send us news tips. The email address is georgiatoday@gpb.org. Any note you send to that email address will go to the whole team. Again, georgiatoday@gpb.org. I'm Peter Biello. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.
These days, there's so much news, it can be hard to keep up with what it all means for you, your family, and your community. The Consider This podcast from NPR features our award-winning journalism. 6 days a week, we bring you a deep dive on a news story and provide the context and analysis that helps you make sense of the news. We get behind the headlines. We get to the truth. Listen to the Consider This podcast from NPR.